Novelist Cameron Doeke once wrote, "Just once, I'd like to hear a simple, straightforward prophecy." And coming up, Pastor Xavier Reese discusses the simple truths about biblical prophecy while discovering the astounding accuracy of Scripture. Let's listen.
The evidence of the Scriptures are overwhelming. For one-fifth of Scripture is prophecy. One-third of that one-fifth concerns, listen, the second coming. There are 1,845 references to the second coming of Jesus Christ in the Old Testament. And a total of 17 Old Testament books give it prominence. Of the 260 chapters in the entire New Testament, there are 318 references to the second coming, or one out of 30 verses. 23 of the 27 New Testament books refer to this great event of the second coming. The four missing books include three which are single chapter letters written to individual persons on a particular subject, and the fourth is Galatians, which does imply the coming of Christ a second time. For every prophecy on the first coming of Jesus, there are eight for his second coming. Now, why would you believe he's not coming? The study of prophecy is amazing in that you have to come to a decision about the Scriptures that predict events, occurrences, and even names of people hundreds of years before their birth. Accurate. 2 Peter chapter 1, 20 and 21 says, "And so we have the prophetic word confirmed, which you do well to heed as a light that shines in a dark place, until the day dawns and the morning star arises in your hearts. Knowing this first," so he's talking about the prophetic Scriptures, because all they have was the Old Testament when he wrote this. They didn't have no New Testament. "That no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." That's a bad translation. This is what it means. "Is of no personal impulse of origin." It didn't derive from them. "For prophecy never came by the will of man, but holy men of God spoke as they were moved," or literally carried, "by the Holy Spirit." This is God's inerrant, infallible word. And whether you believe what he says about prophecy or sin or judgment, he's not moved by that. He doesn't really care. What he cares is he's told you, he's warned you, and that one day he will judge you and hold you responsible for what he has given to you. If you don't know the Lord, man, I pray that you cry out to him.
You've been listening to Simple Truths with Pastor Xavier Reese, a daily devotional of the enriching and precious truths found in God's Word. We're glad you've joined us and want to mention that today's message, as always, is available on CD for anyone who gets in touch. To make your request, give us a call at 800-651-8352. That's 800-651-8352. Or write us at Simple Truths, 2200 East Colorado Boulevard, Pasadena, California, 91107. Or visit our website, calvarychapelpasadena.com.